It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Have you stopped to think for a second, besides oxygen and the air that we breathe, what you're putting into your body, into your lungs every time you take a breath? It all depends on the environment you live in. Secondhand smoke, car exhaust fumes, you know, things that we can see and smell. Well, my next guest joins me to inform you that there are far many more chemicals we should be looking out for. He's here to share how to keep your lungs healthy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Alex Spira. He's an oncologist and director of the VCS Research Institute. Thanks, Dr. Spira, for being here. Now, let's explain to the listeners how chemicals in the air we breathe can affect our lungs.
Well, since the lungs are, I describe it to my patients as the body's filter, everything that you breathe outside gets in there, from pollen to allergies to pollution. So anything that you're doing bad to the lungs gets right in there. So you really want to make sure that you take good care of them and make sure that you're inhaling the least amount of pollutants possible. Everything, as I said, from pollen to pollution, and of course tobacco smoke is the big one to avoid.
Oh, tobacco smoke. That's so true. I mean, still millions of people smoke all around the world. And you are an oncologist. Are you specifically a lung oncologist?
Yes, I am.
Great. So then you would know exactly what kind of chemicals that we are exposed to that can be the trigger, the mechanism that can start this horrible disease. Can you give us some examples?
Well, as you said, cigarette smoke is the big one. I mean, that's basically you're inhaling poisons every time you take a puff. But the other things we think about are pollution. Lung cancer rates, asthma, and allergies are all much worse in big cities with pollution. If you look, for example, out in China, where they have very poor pollution regulations, the incidence of lung cancer and asthma and those things is incredibly high. We know that they're high here, even in the United States, in the big cities that have very poor pollution controls. And that's one of the many reasons that, you know, a lot of people who lived long ago in these factory towns got all these lung diseases as well. So it's much worse living in big cities than if you live in the clean air countryside. But there's other things as well. Radon is one of the other big things that can seep in and get into your body, and that's why there's a big thing to check that, as well as all other pollutants as well that you may experience on a daily basis or even on the job.
You know, I'm so glad that you actually mentioned radon. What is radon? People don't know what it is. It actually sounds like it's some kind of radiation. Can you explain that?
It's basically a natural byproduct that sits in the ground. And the problem is, in houses where it doesn't ventilate properly, you get a very high dose in your house because that's where you are. It's a naturally produced product. There's nothing you can do about it. And the key thing is that it's there, to know that it's there, and develop the proper venting systems to get rid of it. It's still not that common, and it's unclear how much radon one needs to get bad exposure, but everybody should have their houses checked, and because it's a very easy, relatively inexpensive fix if you are having a problem. But again, it's a natural product that there's nothing you can do anything about.
Got it. There are test kits that you can get at the local hardware store, isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah, they're incredibly, incredibly cheap, and everybody should do it by and large. I've done it in my house, and everybody should do it if they're at all, and they should be concerned.
Right, right. I've had patients come in with carbon monoxide poisoning within their own home, and you know, that's another type of test that you can get, easy to use. And if you've got concerns, I know that you could even call up your local fire department. They'll come out and check for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, carbon monoxide is one of the big ones that affects people's lung health as well. And it can be deadly, as we all know.
Right, right. We talked about the toxins from tobacco and the chemicals in it. And I'm all the chemicals, not just the smoke, but the cadmium, which is the heavy metal and whatnot in tobacco smoke. But besides tobacco, what other triggers do you find that actually contribute to lung disease and particularly lung cancer?
Pollution, again, is one of the biggest ones, just because everything that you breathe in is just bad. You know, any kind of pollution is bad for you, so you really want to try and minimize that. And the key is, obviously, you can't avoid it, is just to minimize it, and it's up to the authorities to try and minimize it in the air that we breathe. You know, all the factory pollution that was, you know, we've done a much better job of regulating now over the last two decades, but if you look at our patients in our, you know, 60s and 70s, we didn't do such a good job back then. So anything one can do to avoid that. Plus, if you're working around the house and there's toxins in the air, or you're doing something and you can see it or you can smell it, probably you can breathe it as well. So you have to take the appropriate respiratory precautions.
Yeah, I actually found my office only because I really only wanted a parking lot. My office has a parking lot that's outside. I really didn't want to have a parking lot indoors, you know, like a garage, because you can, all that fumes that is just stuck in the parking lot going down deeper and deeper into the caverns of earth would always irritate my lungs. And so it was one of the musts, you know, is to get parking space outdoors so that I'm not breathing in those toxins. What other things that can we do besides, of course, live in a healthier environment? What can we do for ourselves? You know, in my book, The 7-Day Energy Makeover, I talk a lot about cleaning up your environment, like using an air purifier. Do you recommend those as well?
You know, most people don't need an air purifier at home because our air is still pretty good by and large. So you don't necessarily need one unless, you know, there's a lot of smells and things that you can do. That you can smell around the house. You know, it always makes me laugh when, you know, people are doing this construction work inside and they say, oh, that smells bad. Well, don't you think that's going into your body? But, you know, just keeping a clean environment, you know, whatever's reasonable is good. The best thing you can do is just get out there and exercise, because, you know, that'll just improve your lung function anyhow. So if you have marginal lung function, the one thing that you can really do to work on that is get those muscles going and take nice deep breaths, and exercise is probably one of the best things that you can do.
Well, exercise, obviously, not on smoggy days, because in L.A. sometimes, boy, and Dr. Spira, it can be super, super toxic, especially in the summertime. But let's also then talk about, what is it that exercise will do? Obviously, you know, your lungs, you were saying, it's our filter. So if we get all this toxins trapped in the lungs, besides exercise, is there anything else we can do to get all that junk out?
Well, I wish it was that easy to get all that stuff out, but you really can't, because once it's in there, you know, the lungs are the body's filter, but it's a one-way filter. So once it's in there, you can't do much about it. The body has just got to get rid of it on its own. So once it's the key is to avoiding it in the first place.
Wow, yeah, gosh, that's actually disconcerting when you think about it, because, you know, if we live in these urban areas, it's just something that we're going to have to deal with. And I know that even wearing a mask might be helpful, like a facial mask, when you're walking in the city of New York, let's say. You know, I want to talk quickly about a possibility, just about your practice. And, you know, one of my friends actually just came down with lung cancer, third stage. I mean, stage three, without even any, you would have never thought. He's a very health oriented person, physically active, a fitness instructor, blah, blah. And why does this happen to people that take such good care of themselves?
Well, you know, cancer just happens in everybody. And, you know, there are certain things you can do to prevent it, but it's also just a matter of bad luck as you get older. But even young people are getting it right now. In my practice, probably more than 50% of patients have never smoked. And I've seen a ton of patients just like that, you know, have taken perfectly good care of themselves and just developed lung cancer, partially because it's a big organ, so it has a tendency to do it, partially because it's the body's filters, so anything that we breathe that might cause lung cancer can do it, and partially because it just happens. In the old days, we used to say everybody smoked and that was the cause, but at this point, you know, since the incidence of smoking thankfully has gone down, we're really now seeing the non-smoking population beginning to take over the smoking population, although the rates are much less than they were years ago when the incidence of smoking was much higher.
Yeah, I know that, you know, you mentioned about China, and they are using so much of the coal now to produce that all of that smoke fumes and the smog is coming to our end, because that's the direction of the fumes, and mercury is such a big issue. I'm sure that that has some impact on the lungs. Well, thank you so much for being here, Dr. Spira. Everything was so informative about your lung health and lung cancer. Please visit my radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.